This is WMEC FM College Park. My name is Layli Soleil, and you're listening to Chime Classics. Good afternoon, everybody. I kind of sprinted here today because my professor is being really annoying, and he was kind of like yelling at us after a presentation. And then my group mates, like, they wouldn't let me leave, but I started on time anyway, so it's okay. Let me think of some life updates. Let's see. Oh, it snowed this past week, and that was really nice. Because I feel like we don't really get that much snow in Maryland. Or maybe I don't go outside enough, but I really liked it. And I went to the lake also a few times this week. What else? Let me see. Oh, I went home for a single day. One day. And it was fun. And yeah, I mean, it's been chill. Like, I thought I had an exam Thursday, and it turns out it's actually next week, but I still have one on Thursday regardless. But anyway, I'll talk about some things happening on campus today. Well, today and tomorrow. So first, at the Clarice, there is going to be a UMD Korean percussion ensemble. So it's a Korean drumming concert from 7:30 to 9:30 today, or tonight, and it's like under the direction of someone named Sebastian Wang. And I thought it was kind of interesting because you'll hear like a Salma Nori, and it's like a specific type of instrument. And then, I don't know, I think it's really cool. And like, I think the show itself is like kind of elemental, and that's what it's focused on, like rain, clouds, lightning, and wind. I don't know, I feel like that's pretty unique. Like, if I wasn't studying, maybe I would go, but you guys should definitely check it out. And then tomorrow, there's something called We'll Never Turn Back. So it's like songs for historically resilient communities at the Riverdale House Museum from 7 to 9. And this is an evening about reflection, remembrance, and renewal, and honoring the lives that built and maintained Riversdale, which is like, it's like a town in College Park, basically. And if you're into like soulful vocals, history, and community, this will be a cool place to check out. And yeah. So, the first song today, it's a recommendation, so if you don't like it, take it up with someone else. This is, like, my friend Ray recommended it. It's by Habib Kadiri, and it's like a pop Afghan song, with, like, modern production. And it's always about love, because, like, a lot of Afghan songs are. This is Yarakam Omed.
یک قسمتش هم رای من لطفا یک جای بخونین که چه خوب شیرین گفته وای یارکم آمد دم یارکم آمد با دو چشمان سیاهت زنما مرا دیدی با نگاهت زنما لب دریا تو را دیده روم من بیچاره تو را دیده روم با دو چشمان سیاهت سنما مرا دیدی با نگاهت سنما با دو چشمان سیاهت سنما مرا دیدی با نگاهت سنما لب دریا تو را دیده روم من بیچاره تو را دیده روم لب دریا تو را دیده روم من بیچاره تو را دیده روم وا یارکم آمدم یارکم آمد وا یارکم آمدم یارکم آمد وا یارکم آمدم یارکم آمد ارمان ارمان
یارکم آمدم یارکم آمد با یارکم آمدم یارکم آمد تاور بتنش می زیب پرس تا کین کجک دار بسرش می زیب میخرامد چو پری بین همه یارانش رنگ سرخی زری دار بلبش می زیب
وا یارکم آمدم یارکم آمد وا یارکم آمدم یارکم آمد وا یارکم آمدم یارکم آمد
Guys, that was Ray's recommendation again, so take it up with her if it wasn't your vibe. Yeah, anyway, so before we get into this next song, I want to share my fact of the week, and that is that Marco Polo sheep are native to the Pamir Mountains and other remote ranges in Central Asia, and they're known for having the longest horns of any wild sheep. And then some crazy ones, it's like over 6 feet. Like, about, like, 75 inches. That's crazy. Like, that's deadly. I wouldn't stand a chance. And it's, like, it's not, like, a straight horn, which is, like, kind of what I envisioned when I read this, but it's, like, it curls into a corkscrew. So I guess it's less intimidating, but I don't know. I'd still be pretty scared. I wouldn't want to be matched up against that. Anyway, this next song of the day is also Ray's recommendation, so continue to just take it up with her. It's like a Persian song, Persian pop, and it's pretty upbeat. It's by an artist named Mansoor, and this is Engar Na Engar.
رفته بر باد دیگه دلت چی میخواد شدم دیوونت انگار ولی اصلا تو انگار که نه انگار که نه انگار یه دل نصد دل آشه ولی انگار نه انگار امون از دست این دل امون از دست دل دار یه دل نصد دل آشه ولی انگار نه انگار امون از دست این دل امون از دست دل دار
guys. That was Mansoor. This next song, it's by Marvin Gaye, and it was released in 1971, and it was, like, it's also, like, regarded, like, one of the best protest and soul songs ever recorded, by my standards. I don't know about the rest of the world. It talks about, like, war, inequality, and just general social unrest. Yeah, and I feel like the album just, in general, just talks a lot about, like, peace and empathy, which I feel like we need sometimes, you know, in today's world. And I need that sometimes as well, because sometimes I say crazy stuff. But this is What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. I hope you guys enjoy.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Oh, picket lines. Picket signs, don't punish me, sister, with brutality, sister. Talk to me, sister, so you can see, sister. Oh, what's going on?
Right on. who would they judge us? Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right on. Right on.
All right, guys, that was What's Going On. And right, I think it's very much applicable even to today. So that's your reminder to be nice today. And I will definitely take that reminder as well. Because, again, sometimes I say crazy stuff. Anyway, this next song is by Bertha Tillman. And it's from 61. So I want to say it's the oldest song today. Anyway, it was actually her only major hit. She's a bit of a one-hit wonder, but it's okay. Anyway, this is Oh My Angel. Guys, that was Bertha Tillman, Oh My Angel. I think it's very cute. I don't know, I like that song. Anyway, this next one is by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. It's called Ooh Baby Baby, and it's released in 65. considered just a really emotional and vulnerable ballad. I feel like it's a timeless heartbreak anthem, but it's a good song, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
But in the game I lost you, what a price to pay. I'm crying, ooh, baby, baby, ooh, baby, baby.
That was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. This next song, it's actually like probably one of my favorite songs of all time. And honestly, I can't remember if I've played it on the show before, but I'm going to assume I haven't. And if so, it's okay. I remember like the first time I probably remember listening to this song, my dad was driving, and this was like maybe when I was in like fourth or fifth grade, and it was really random, but I liked it. It's just like a song that talks about like kind of like poverty, dreams, and like escape and like running away with a loved one, which I feel like is always a pretty romantic theme. This is Fast Car by Tracy Chapman.
You get a fast car, I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal, maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You get a fast car, I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store, managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. baby. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, see more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
That was Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. Again, like, I mentioned this to my friend Nelly, who's in the studio, and I was just like, I hate when people only know that song from, like, I think it's Luke Bryan?
Luke Combs.
Luke Combs, okay, whatever. Like, I don't know, I think he kind of butchered it, if I have to be so honest. I think he butchered it, so, with his, like, cover. But yeah, I think it deserves its own little recognition on my show. Anyway, this next song, it's also a recommendation, so take this one up with Sada Saleh. It's by Olivia Dean. She's like an up-and-coming, I guess, like pop artist. She's British. She's probably the only British person on the show today. This is called Let Alone the One You Love. And it talks about like self-worth and emotional boundaries. So yeah, this, I hope you guys enjoy this one. This is Olivia Dean.
Thought I was done with this feeling.
really thought you could be him. Thought I was safe. You were the warmth that I needed, like a breeze in the evening. And then you changed. You're all the same, yeah. It's too much to mend. You're the perfect to end. Though I've tried to hold on. And if you knew me at all, you wouldn't try to keep me small. Who would do that to a friend, let alone the one you love? Choice you had worth making, I'd push you to take it. No questions asked, no doubt in mind. But when they're mine, yeah, you react like I'm crossing a line. I'm too much to handle and just dial it back a bit. Well, I'm not having it, babe. It's too much to mend. You're the perfect to end. Though I've tried to hold on. And if you knew me,
that was Let Alone the One You Love by Olivia Dean. Good picks at all. Thank you. She's listening from home right now. This next one is by a band called Cigarettes After S-E-X. I don't know if I'm supposed to. I don't know, like, because we have, like, guidelines on what we're allowed to say on the show or not. But I don't know if that is part of it. But whatever. This is called Heavenly. I saw this live with my dad. They're really good. One thing though, like, you listen to the song and you think the guy sounds really young. Like, for some reason I always envisioned him to be like 17 or something, and he's like 50. He's an old man. And I don't know, I just think, like, I would just never expect that. But yeah, this is Heavenly.
Feel me on your lips, 'cause the
That was Heavenly by Cigarettes After Sex. Or Cigarettes After Bleep. Yeah, I did hear that song live, and I will plug that many times because it's a really good song. Anyway, before we get into our next song, I've been asked to do a joke on air. And me personally, like, I don't have a lot of jokes that I have just, like, in my brain. Like, I feel like I'm more funny just, like, I feel like I have funny reactions, which sometimes is my downfall. Like, I don't have a poker face. But I'll tell you guys one. And this is actually relevant to my day today because I had eggs for breakfast. Why don't eggs tell jokes? It's because they might crack up. Yeah, anyway, that's my joke of the day. This next song, I really like the song. I wanted to play it today for whatever reason. I think I was supposed to play it last time, and then there was the technical difficulties with the computers at the station not working, so I didn't have time. But anyway, this is That's How Strong My Love Is by Otis Redding.
Everywhere, I'll be the moon when the sun goes down, just to let you know that I'm still around. That's how strong my love is. Whoa, that's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is, baby, baby. That's how strong my love is. Swimming when you were here, and I'll be the rainbow after the tears are gone. Wrap you in my colors and keep you warm. That's how strong my love is, darling. That's how strong my love is. All the tears whenever you cry. I'll be the breeze after the storm is gone, to dry your eyes and love you on. Oh, oh. That's how strong my love is, baby. That's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is, darling. That's how strong my love is again.
Yeah, that's how strong my love is. I'm glad you guys like my joke. Yeah. Anyway, this next song will be introduced by someone who is not myself. Yeah, this is my friend Nelly. So I'll let her give the spiel.
Hi, my name is Nelly, and this next song is Harvest Moon by Neil Young. It's a gentle folk country love song celebrating long-term devotion, and it's known for its peaceful arrangements and soft harmonies, and it's a favorite for fall playlists and nostalgic storytelling. So enjoy.
Come a little bit closer, hear what I have to say.
Guys, that was Harvest Moon. We're going to give Nelly a pass for reading out everything because she is actually concussed and she is not taking that recovery seriously. So let's all get on her and make her recover because she's still doing her assignments. Like, you need to take a break. You need to sleep in a little. Anyway, I have 4 more songs left, but I don't think I have time. So my Duke Ellington one is getting cut. And I think the other ones should be fine. And if not, I'll shorten them. This next song is by The Smiths, and it's also one of my favorite songs of all time. This is This Charming Man.
about these things. I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear. This man said it's gruesome that someone so handsome should
was This Charming Man by the Smiths. Morrissey's really weird, but again, he does make good music. Or he did. I think they're still touring, though. Like, that's kind of ridiculous. But I don't know. I feel like when you have a passion and you're good at it, I guess it's acceptable. Just keep going until very old age. Anyway. Or maybe he's dead. I don't know. Maybe I'm just misspeaking. Anyway. So I actually only have time for one more song. I lied. This next one is Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Very popular, of course. Yeah, it's a great song. But I wanted to thank you guys for tuning in today. It's going to be a good week. I hope everybody has a fantastic Monday. And I will see you all next week for what might be my last show of the semester. I'm not really sure, because UMD has the longest winter break ever. But anyway, have a good week, everyone. This is Everybody Wants to Rule the World.